Hey, it's Will and Woody. Hope you're having a great drive home, Woods. Can a pigeon beat a helicopter in a race?
You'll always win with Glowbird. Check out Glowbird Energy's rates and love your energy.
Will and Woody's Bird v. Bird?
Absolutely they can, and we are about to find that out later this week, and I couldn't be more confident now because the man sitting in the studio with us right now is one of, if not the, best pigeon racer in the country. Welcome everybody to Joe. Hello mate, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great to have you back in here, Joe.
How experienced are you in racing pigeons, Joe?
Well, I'm one of the good flyers.
No time for modesty, Joe. You're the best. You're the best in the biz, and you are absolutely the man to control some birds. You own the birds that are going to be beating a helicopter. Do you genuinely believe there's a chance we can win this, Joe?
We've got a good chance, yes.
A good chance. Yeah, yeah. Joe, I mean, I've been over this with the other guy that was in here from the Western Pigeon Federation. It's a helicopter. It flies 200 clicks.
Yes, I know. Things are possible.
Yeah. I mean,
What's a pigeon got over a helicopter, Joe?
The pigeon would fly directly once it gets its bearings directly to home.
Uh-huh.
I think the helicopter has got to go by the wind of the
travel.
Cop that,
right.
Chopper. Cop that, chopper. Birds, as the crow flies, as the expression says.
Well, it says the crow, not the pigeon. Does the pigeon fly as the crow flies?
It does.
Yeah, right. Why don't they say as the pigeon flies is all I'm asking.
Let's talk more about how we can get these birds flying very, very fast on the day, Joe. And we actually spoke to the president of the Western Federation of Pigeon Flying yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed to think that the female birds that are going to be waiting back at home might have a role to play in attracting some of the boys to fly home faster. How do we sex up these birds, Joe?
That's correct, because in the past I've won races. I've mated a pair of birds, or two or three pairs,
mm-hmm.
and then I separate them.
Yeah.
And then the week before the race, I show them to each other, introduce them back together.
Oh, like dating in the dark, the TV show.
You take away the girlfriend away.
So when they see each other, don't let them touch each other, but just go, hey, hey.
That's right, yeah.
Remember this beautiful girl?
You get them excited, you tease them more or less.
Sounds a bit sick, Joe.
This is called motivation, and then on the night of entry of the race, you bring the...
We're talking about birds.
The pigeon back. You let them have 5 minutes together, and then you...
Touching?
No
touching again.
And then you quickly take her away and enter in the race.
And it sounds like what they used to do at the Russian Gulag.
Yeah, in the past, I've won King Island races with that
that tactic
system. Yes. Yep.
Because mm-hmm. I mean, I know for a fact pigeons have life partners, don't they?
They do have.
Yeah. So these are strong connections that these birds have with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If you were torn away from your partner Sam, and dropped 100 kilometres away, you'd run pretty quick, wouldn't you, mate?
Yeah.
Back to her?
No doubt. But I don't think it's...
Perfect motivation, Joe. I think it's perfect motivation.
Yeah.
Now, Joe, I've also heard... I'm a bit worried about just the weight of birds, and I'm trying to reduce the weight of birds for race day. Yeah, I've done a bit of research.
The weight.
I found out online that you can actually milk a pigeon to drop some weight before the race.
That's ridiculous. You can't milk a pigeon.
You can on... Mate, Google says you can milk a pigeon.
No.
You can't?
No.
You've never milked a pigeon?
Never. Never heard of it.
I never heard of that.
Are you open to milking? Are you open to milking a few of the pigeons so they can lighten up before the race?
They wouldn't. They haven't got nipples. Have they got nipples, Joe? Pigeons?
No. I'm not sure where I saw this online, but I...
You've got false information.
No, fair enough. Okay. We do have some birds in the studio, though. I have a pigeon in my hand, so this is the...
Milk it.
This is the sexy bird. I've lost it. Sorry, Joe.
Pigeons on the desk.
Sorry, Joe.
It
was just flapping into the screen.
So this is one of your birds.
Our nickname, that's Marlene.
Oh, Marlene. What a beautiful name.
I couldn't feel more confident about this. I love the idea of separating them from their loved ones.
I feel like you're really close with the pigeons as well. You get to see the connection there.
You can see it, can't you? They're so excited they fly out of my hands. They're beside themselves to be near me. Joe, quite seriously, like, what do you give our chances of beating a helicopter?
Oh, pretty good chance.
Oh, wow, Joe. But of course Joe's going to say that.
Marlene's
going to
come running.
That.
Marlene's going to come flying fast.
Good luck on the day.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. We'll see you soon.
No worries.
Thanks, Joe. Soon. It's Will and Woody.